spaces anymore.
This is John Gorka with us here on the Jukebox of Americana. Just a beautiful piece of work. And I can still remember when that was a brand new album way, way, way back there. But he's still out here cooking around the New England countryside performing, et cetera. And he's going to be performing here real soon along with the Sweetback Sisters. We took something from their latest work out on Signature Sounds. We took Trouble off of the King of Killing Time. If all goes well with me right now, we're going to have Beth Murphy from the Black Bear Americana Music Fest taking place down near Goshen, Connecticut. Beth, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Man, what a lineup you folks have.
We are so excited.
I bet. So this is Columbus Day weekend. It's near Goshen, Connecticut. I'm not quite sure where that is. So we'll get folks up to speed where Goshen is.
Yes, it's a little magical place in the northwest corner of Connecticut. It's really accessible to just about everywhere. I did a little math, and it's about 2 hours from every major port: Boston, Rhode Island, you know, west or eastern New York. We're hidden, but we're close.
Right. And this is how many years you folks been at this festival?
This is our very first year.
It's your first year.
Year one.
I thought that we had our second or third happening here. Wow. I have to tell you, you're coming out of the gate swinging some really big axes here. You know.
Well, you know, I love them all. If you're going to have a festival, you might as well have a real 3-day festival where everybody can listen to so much fantastic music.
Uh-huh. Well, why don't you give us an idea of who's performing?
Well, of course, as you mentioned, the Sweetback Sisters and John Gorka, and we have Joe Crookston, we have Vance Gilbert, we have Judd Caswell. We have a lot of emerging artists, too. That one of the things that we're really proud of is the fact that we're bringing, you know, a lot of sort of new talent, and not necessarily new, but maybe not necessarily heard a lot.
Uh-huh.
So we have acts like... Well, the Luster Kings, of course, they're not new, but they're just one of my favorites.
They're
so
wonderful
great.
Band, yeah.
Atlas Gray, and of course, well, Adam Ezra, he's not new. Jeff Blaney, we have Kayla Farnham, we have the Mammals, who I just got to hear at Fresh Grass, and they just blew my doors in. They were awesome.
Mm-hmm.
We have Sean Taylor, we have another group that I was lucky enough to hear down in Merlefest this year was a group called the Way Down Wanderers, and they bill themselves as New Grass because they do have drums, but they just rocked Merlefest. I mean, they had 2,000 people on their feet jumping up and down. So
wow, which band was this
Treaty, that's the Way Down Wanderers.
Uh-huh.
They're these very young kids in their 20s, classically trained musicians, with dreadlocks and awesome excitement, and what they bring to the stage is it's so fun. It's so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
The Whiskey Treaty Roadshow is an example of some, you know, newer blood that's out there that we're, you know, happy to share with everybody. And, you know, that's, we have last I checked, we had 36 acts lined up.
Wow. That's just crazy good. And it's all weekend long. It's near, but far enough away that folks will probably want to camp or stay over. So what's that like?
Yes. Oh. Well, we have lots of camping room, you know, at least for our first 3 or 4 years. If we grow, we may grow out of that. But lots of room for camping. It's at a fairground, so it's relatively flat, very expansive. All of the sites have electricity. And, you know, the way our staging is set up, it's sort of a natural amphitheater. The swell of the hill there allows people comfortable, you know, seating and good viewing. And, you know, we have a lot of food vendors, well, a lot of good food vendors coming in, and some craft people. And we're having a cornhole tournament and some stilt walkers and some drum circles. And We just don't know how to stop ourselves. We're a train wreck.
I was going to say, I think you're just planning way too much fun for yourself.
Yeah. Yes, it's all about me. That's it. I just want a festival for myself.
Beth Murphy with us here on the Jukebox of Americana, telling us about this great event. And I don't know why. I'm just a little taken back because of... obviously, all I have to do is read the website, of course, which you folks are at the Black Bear Music Fest.com, correct?
Correct. Yes, that's us.
All right. And you can find... go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, the neat thing is if you go on the website, you're able to hear quite a number of our artists. We're able to download a lot of music and see some of their videos. We haven't gotten every single one loaded yet. Our poor web guy is, you know, about ready to jump off a roof because we keep throwing stuff at him. But a lot of good music out there to listen to prior to the festival to plan the day when you might like to come.
Sure.
Or come for all 3 days.
Well, you know, Beth, I have to say I'm extremely excited that you folks have chosen to partner with WCUW to help get the word out about your festival. It just sounds wonderful. And we already know that the weather's going to be good, so no need for people to worry about that. So again, what's the website?
It's www.blackbearmusicfest.com, and we're happy to answer questions. We're easy to get a hold of either through the phone number that's there or email. You know, we want to share this with everybody, and we can make as many accommodations for people as we can. If people want to come and camp and they don't want to pay for their 6 kids, we'll help you out there. And if you want to come down and don't want to camp, I've been trying to help people with housing arrangements, sleeping accommodations. So we just want everybody to be here and enjoy this fantastic music.
Yes. Well, you've got quite the lineup. And that lineup does include the Grand Slambovians, or what are they calling themselves for your event?
The Grand Slambovian Circus of Dreams.
Well, that's the full name.
Yes, the full name.
Well, I've had the pleasure of working with these folks personally over the years, and boy, characters they are they not?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the jellyfish people are phenomenal. They're just their whole... It's just like being transported to a whole different, place and time. You lose track of where you are when you're mesmerized by the Grand Slambovians, that's for sure.
Well, Beth, we're going to let them mesmerize the audience right now as we come out of this. And I'll tell you, I've got it set up to talk with Tink next Friday.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, she's so fun. She's great.
All right. Well, again, thank you, Beth, and wish you great luck, and looking forward to a wonderful weekend of music.
Oh, thank you so much. We're just happy that we can present that. So, all good.
All right. Thanks again.
Thanks. Bye.
All right, Beth Murphy, once again from the Black Bear Music Americana Music Festival, taking place down near Goshen, Connecticut.
Hi, this is the Sweetback Sisters. Gotta get it going.
Support for WCUW comes from the Black Bear Americana Music Fest, featuring Back Porch Blues, Southern Cajun, Deep Woods Bluegrass, Stompin' Rockabilly, and Folk. October 4th through the 8th at the Goshen Fairgrounds, Goshen, Connecticut. BlackBearMusicFest.com. And the Sweetback Sisters are already on their way. Time to